Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. And yes, you can cook out breakfast. I've done it before.
And we might have to do it again, or an early lunch, or whatever. You know what? I think I'm going to do lunch. I haven't grilled out in the daytime. Jeez, it's been probably since 100 years ago at some football game. So that's a little different.
Oh, good point.
Well, so yeah. Why wait? And why wait and take a chance on the weather? But hopefully the forecast has moved the correct direction, the proper direction, as the week has continued. And that's hopefully we can just push it one more day and everybody can get that extra day in. Now, speaking of being pushed around, your meeting that, it was last Tuesday. Was that right? The 19th?
It was 2 days ago.
2 days yes. ago. And you had, I don't know if this was a surprise announcement, but you have... is it Tammy Miller who's moving on? Did I see that correctly?
It was fairly much a surprise announcement. Tammy is our coordinator for elementary education, and as folks recall, or may recall, she also filled in as an interim principal last year.
Yeah, she's been
Fairview.
But she was at Clear Creek at one time, and she
yes,
kind of she's done just about everything in the corporation you can do.
Yeah, Tammy sure has been around for a while. Really experienced, highly regarded. I'm not sure how the job came about, the new position, but we wish her well. She's still going to be here in Bloomington and doing some consulting work, so maybe she'll get to come over and help us with some things too. So
board now has a new project. They need to find a new elementary education coordinator.
Right, and we certainly will leave that to the superintendent,
sure.
who really knows how to do those kinds of things. And
What is the board's role in that? Do you just advise, help with interview process? Tell me about how that works, because
honestly,
I just don't know.
Honestly and truly, Mike, we do nothing.
Okay.
Our one employee, as you may have heard Keith talk about before, is the superintendent, and we place in that position and in that person the faith and trust to staff the rest of the school corporation. So the superintendent fills her cabinet, and then down the line, so then our elementary coordinator and our secondary coordinator help fill the principal positions. The principal positions hire the teachers, so we allow that to take place in the way it should. And the one thing that happens for us is we are informed along the way of the process and what's happening.
And you make sure the train stays on the tracks and stops at the proper stations. I wanted people to understand that, because I think sometimes the school board, sometimes deservedly so, gets a lot of flack for things.
Right.
But this isn't in your purview.
No, and you're right, Glass. A lot of times we do deserve the flack. And but you know what? We have a wonderful superintendent, and we have for 4 years.
When you don't make these hires all the time, people get lost in the process. So that's why I wanted you to refresh us today to remind, and that's why we bring you on every Thursday to give us an inside look of how it works.
And that's how it works. So
and that's exciting. And we had a great talk with Jan Bergeson. She was on with us Tuesday morning. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, you can listen at WGCLradio.com. Just click on the Glass in the Morning, and we talked for about 15 minutes on all the great things that were happening in the MCCSC and the education department in there. There's always great things happening. And you had another surprise this week, which you surprised me with. I missed this completely. Say the name slowly, because I got confused the first time, but you've had a, I don't want to say a secret Santa, because it's not secret anymore, but a great presentation, a great award given.
I know. Mylon Peace. P-E-C-E. Mylon works for the Indiana state government, lives in Bloomington, he and his family have been here for a very long time. Mylon, people might remember, served on the Bloomington Plan Commission for years.
Okay.
He, you know, in thinking about things the last few years, you know, his daughter has grown up, and she became an engineer, and now she's a physician, and his son grew up and has become successful, and he just thought about the fact that teachers, public school teachers, seem to get beat up a whole lot, and his kids certainly benefited a whole lot from public education, especially MCCSC. So he wanted to do something special for a teacher. So he worked with the superintendent. The superintendent worked with our union president, Paul Farmer, and I think Jan Bergeson, and a few. It was Peggy Chambers, and they put together a committee to select an outstanding teacher. And last week we did our retirement ceremony, but along with that we recognized our stars of education, and those were people selected from every school. So using those people as the foundation for the award, A committee was put together to review those people, to select one person who was Elizabeth Sweeney from Bloomington High School North. She's a language arts teacher. And this was so exciting, Glass. At the school board meeting, Mylan Peace presented to her a check for $10,000. She was just blown away.
Did you have any idea this was happening?
Well,
to that level of reward, so to speak?
I did just right away, but Elizabeth thought she was coming over, I think, just to be recognized.
There you go.
She had no idea.
Let's take a picture, and you're out of here. Then you're out of there with $10,000. Wow, great for her.
There's no strings tied to this. It's not like you have to use this for your education or to further your career.
That's a heck of a way to say thank you.
It sure was. And when his daughter got up there to speak afterwards about what she got out of public education, and especially she talked about going to an affluent college in Virginia with a lot of ambassador kids and high-ranking military kids, and she felt so out of place, and she wanted to drop out, and a guidance counselor there told her about what talents and what experiences she had that a lot of those kids didn't. And so Kristen, her name is Kristen Peace, she stayed in school, and she said what her counselor said was, you're so fortunate you went to a public school where teachers want to be there. They teach there because they want to be there. And I just thought that was a great statement. And so, yeah, I'm thrilled for Mylan Peace that he would do such a thing for us. I'm thrilled that Elizabeth won that award. So, wow, what a statement.
This
isn't even like somebody taking money from a foundation. He just took this from his own personal finances and gave it to a teacher.
Is this something he's going to do annually, or is this just kind of, we'll surprise you when we surprise you? Or
I really don't
we'll
know.
We'll let Mylan answer those questions next year, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is just something, and I believe it was David Sabag and Keith Klein, who Mylan was talking to at one time about what to do. I want to do something. So they helped shepherd this process and put him in touch with Superintendent DeMuth, and then this all came about. And I can't say enough about Mr. Peace for what he has done for us.
Our guest this morning is Sue Wanzer. She serves on the MCCSC school board and checks in every Thursday morning to get us caught up with local education issues. The saga of the Seven Oaks Classical School continues, and where the MCC has nothing to do with that school developing, applying, moving forward, it does factor into the tax rolls on where money per student does go in our community. And I'm not asking you to speak for them. I'm not asking you to do anything. Their application has been withdrawn. That's the latest update on that?
Well, yeah, that's exactly
according to
what
the Herald Times, yeah.
What I read in the newspaper, and we were waiting. Yesterday was the date for the charter school board meeting, and we knew that was going to be going on at 3:00, at which time they would be discussing all charter applications and making decisions on those. And sometime in the afternoon, Seven Oaks withdrew their application to the charter board, saying that they were going to, I guess, come back together and figure out other options for opening by 2016. So my guess is somehow they had some indication from the Indiana Charter School Board staff.
Yeah, just they're not even. Yeah,
that wasn't going to be accepted.
So, then everything in the MCCSC, RBB, all of that's unaffected moving forward until this is accepted by the board and they open their doors. Correct.
Correct.
So there's no pre-funding or anything like that. Well, I just don't know. So that's why I'm
right, and I don't either, Glass. I mean, they could go to Ball State to seek a charter.
Sure.
They could open as a private school if they had, because they do have the support and backing of Hillsdale College and the Barney Foundation. So I don't know. Maybe they'll try to open as a private school.
If they open as a private school, does that affect funding?
Well, then they can get vouchers. They can get They can get vouchers out of the state, which again is state taxpayer money going to a private school. And and we've had those discussions about how that money is coming out of the state budget for education. It comes out before the money goes to public education. So that's been a real problem for me. And the other thing that's a real problem for me is that when private schools are taking public taxpayer money, I believe they should have to be governed by the public laws. And one of the state laws is non-discrimination. And there are certain things that have to go along. And in fact, Hillsdale College does not accept federal money for their college because of the, as they would say, the strings attached to that money, because they do have to practice non-discrimination in their admissions policies. So I'm just surprised when a private school wants to accept private money, public money, because then now they kind of become that public school that they don't want to be, and they have to abide by public rules, but nobody has really held them to those standards yet.
Interesting. And front page of the Herald Times today, it says right there in black and white, teacher recruiting easier for the MCCSE. Why is that? And that sounds like a good thing, yes?
Yeah, I think it's always been a really good thing for us because we have Indiana University right down the road that educates students. I'll tell you, one of the drawbacks to that can be that if we only focus on IU, we only get IU students coming in to teach. And I really do think we need a diversity of thought and a diversity of experience. And, you know, we've even talked about that, about minority candidates coming from other places. So, I would prefer that we not have everyone from IU, just so we get people with different ideas about education and about teaching. And we do a pretty good job of that. But, yeah.
But conversely, having IU in your backyard and Bloomington being Bloomington, it's a pretty cool place to live and work and hang out. And that's got to be a great draw from anywhere that's familiar with us in the Midwest.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's one of the things that we can sell for MCCSC, is that there's the quality of life. I mean, we've got a lake, we've got a national forest right here, we've got state parks, we've got wonderful municipal parks and rail trails and all kinds of things here. So, yeah, we can really sell the community. And unfortunately, our salaries aren't as high as they should be. So that can always be a drawback and something that we're going to always try to work on.
Well, but even though that's not maybe in a perfect world, you still have the referendum, which means security, and it's not going the other direction?
I get that very much. But I know that, you know, if people go up to the Indianapolis
area, who doesn't want more money? Cost of living is cost of living and things like that as well. So.
And you're right. We can sell quality of life. I choose to stay in Bloomington.
Yeah, you want to commute 40 minutes to get to the east side of Indianapolis or the north side or the south side? That, you get the commuting in Bloomington is like 9 minutes, and that's when you're upset you get all the lights.
Exactly. And I choose to live here. No matter what my job is, it doesn't matter. I want to be here. I'm not here for a job. I'm here because I want to be in Bloomington.
Exactly right. And it seems like always you're looking for bus drivers, and that's still the case?
Always, always, always. We can always use some bus drivers.
The sign's always up. I see the sign everywhere, so I keep bringing that up, hoping that we'll crack the code and get everybody in there.
And we appreciate it. It's such an odd job. You know, you're working
It's a very specific job because the hours are interesting.
The hours, yeah. You're working like maybe from 6 to 10 in the morning, and then you're working later on maybe from 2 until 5. So, yeah, it's you know, and I think we've talked about this before. Years ago, decades ago, it was really great. A lot of farmers would do this job. They would drive in the morning, go home and farm, and then go back in the afternoon and drive. But, yeah, it's an odd position. But we think it might be really kind of fun for some people who are in college or who might be retired. Gives them something else to do.
And obviously you can go to the mccsc.edu page, and if you're interested in that, you can find out all the rules, regulations, where to apply, and all that fun stuff as well. What else is making news? Have I missed anything this morning? Go ahead, please.
Well, I want to mention, because I think you have a lot of sports people listening. The foundation for the school corporation is sponsoring a golf scramble on June 18th.
Well, there you go.
And still have some spots open. The scramble will be at the Bloomington Country Club. And so if anyone is interested, we have spots for teams, and I think we have spots on teams for individuals. So call 812-330-7700.
Because the lady with the curt voice will tell you you need to dial.
I know that you made
it. She's not thrilled about that.
I know. It's kind of like my GPS lady when she has to recalculate. Not real
recalibrating.
Happy.
That's right.
And it's still Thank a Teacher Month because it's May. So anybody.
Oh, every month's Thank a Teacher Month for crying out loud.
But we're raising funds for Thank a Teacher through the foundation. So anybody who would like to thank a teacher can do so with a small donation to the foundation, and then a very nice note will be sent to that person.
Now, I know you might not have it in front of you, and I don't have it in front of me. The final day of school for the MCCSC, this could be a multiple choice question. I want to say is Wednesday, June 3rd. True or false?
I don't think that's true. true, but okay. I don't know.
I think it's right around there. All right, that's your homework assignment for the long weekend.
And I will thank you, but I will tell you, we do. You know what, Mike? I'm not sure that's right because we have commencement next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
We better find out the date. Then I'm not going to let you. I'm going to the internet where all the answers are going. Memorial Day Monday, no school. May 26th, snow makeup day, school in session. May 27th, school makeup day, school in session. May 28th is the last day for students.
Oh, right.
May 28th. So June 3, I'm going to guess, is RBB because that number just wouldn't have shown up in my head from somewhere else.
Yeah, thank you for looking on the interwebs for me.
That's right. Well, it's open 24 hours a day, the internet. It's never closed. You can get your information there no matter what time you get home. And again, you can't say, well, I didn't know. Final student day for RBB is June 3. So there you go.
Very
they have
good.
Makeup days. For their
and
week
and I love
in 2 weeks.
The interwebs because I just don't have room in my brain anymore to keep all of these things.
I've been looking to. I keep having a garage sale and no one shows up.
But
it's a tough,
but we do have commencement Thursday, Friday,
yes.
And one Saturday. So
and we'll get caught up with you next Thursday, which will be the final
great.
Day of school, and we will get the graduation schedule for everybody.
Okay.
And let's just remind folks, too, I know it's going to be a long weekend. Nobody's going to remember this. Graduation this year is at each specific North or South high school. Tickets are limited, but you can be in the building to watch closed circuit. It is not at the Assembly Hall, so any of you late to the game on that, please don't drive over to that construction site. You won't get anywhere close to it.
And thank you very much, Mike. And Bloomington, the Bloomington Graduation School and the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship will be at Alumni Hall on the IU campus on Thursday and Friday. And
the Bloomington Graduation School, isn't that like a letdown for them? Don't they do that every day? The Bloomington Graduation School, they constantly graduate. Well, there you go. It's in their name, yeah. They've been practicing all year, so they should nail it on the first try.
Oh, it'll be perfect, won't it?
There you go. Sue, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. We'll get caught up with you on, it'll be graduation eve next time we talk to you. How about that?
Yes, next Thursday. And have a wonderful weekend.
And plenty of shopping days still left before graduation eve.
Good point. Thank you.
See you, Sue. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Sue Wanzer checks in every Thursday morning. She sits on the MCCSE school board, and we appreciate her keeping us in the loop.